you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And with that, as I mentioned, I wanted to get through all of the proposals. We do have one left, so we will bring back Mr. John Canta for our mountain lion hunting season.
Good afternoon again, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling, John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief again here. I'll cover mountain lions here for the last proposal. As you're all aware, the mountain lion season is underway, started December 26th there in 2024, just after Christmas. Just as a little update, we are up to 13 lions harvested as of right now, and maybe we're checking one in right now. There's really good conditions out here in the Black Hills right now, but as far as I know right now, 13, eight of those are female, just for a little update. You can see the season dates there. So in the Black Hills Fire Protection District, we're running December 26th of 2024 through April 30th of 2025, unless we reach that harvest limit, which is 60 mountain lions or 40 female mountain lions. Today we're talking about the outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. Oftentimes it's referred to as the prairie season or the prairie unit. But you can see that runs year-round, so to speak. It starts December 26th of 2024 and will run through December 25th of 2025. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the history of the prairie season and just kind of leading up to the proposal that you see here today, which is really just a simplification of the rules and just kind of taking some of the rules out that we feel are unnecessary now that we, at least at this point in time, now that we've had several years of mountain lion seasons under our belt. So if you go back to 2005, when we first opened our first ever mountain lion season, we did offer opportunity on the prairie outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. And what we said was that during the season, which at that time it started October 1 and went through the middle of December, during that season, those landowners with 160 acres or more could hunt their own property with a mountain lion tag outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. So that kind of kicked things off on the prairie. So just those private landowners on their own land with of 160 acres or more. In 2007, we expanded that to where everyone could hunt private property outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District during the season dates again. So it would be limited to that window of the season dates that we had for the Black Hills. In 2010, we added a landowner extension, so everyone could hunt private property outside of the Black Hills during the season, and when the season closed, landowners then could hunt their own property for the rest of the year outside of the Black Hills. In 2013, we made a year-round season on private property outside of the Black Hills, so we eliminated the extension and all of those other rules and just said that if someone had a mountain lion license, and at that time we didn't allow for hounds, but if someone had a mountain lion license outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District and they hadn't filled that, they could hunt on private property year-round. In 2016, that's when we allowed for the use of dogs to pursue mountain lions outside of the Black Hills. At the time, what was presented to us is we had some landowners and some folks come in and ask for the opportunity to use dogs to address mountain lions issues if they so choose outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District with dogs. And so what we did, the commission did in 2016, is allowed that opportunity to use dogs, and it had to start on private property but could culminate on school and public lands or BLM property or other private land. Now at the time there were some unknowns again, and one of our biggest concerns was we didn't know for certain what sort of conflicts we might run into with other seasons, largely the West River deer season. So we envisioned the potential for someone to be running a mountain lion on public land, in particular say grasslands or Forest Service lands, and perhaps disrupt somebody's deer hunt or something of that nature. So at the time, we made that restriction that you could start on private land, culminate on school and public or BLM or other private, but not on any other public lands. So moving along, we've learned more and we've seen that there really has not been any conflicts, and it's been very minimal impact allowing that opportunity out on the prairie. In 2022, we did come to the commission and you chose to allow or eliminate that requirement that it could only culminate on BLM, school and public lands, or private. And so what we changed the rule to say is that it had to start on private land, but could culminate anywhere on private land with permission, or where anywhere for that matter, where it's not expressly prohibited. So you did expand it there for the 2022, 23, and 24 seasons here. And so just a little bit of history, kind of bringing you up to speed. And again, what we're bringing as a proposal here today is to just to further simplify that rule, allow for that opportunity now that we've had several years under our belt and identified that there really is no conflict, that we see that activity going on and it's largely unnoticed. And so what we're asking is that the commission eliminate the requirement that pursuit of mountain lion outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District has to start on private land. So in other words, what you'd be allowing is anyone to pursue a mountain lion with dogs or otherwise anywhere outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District, provided that they have landowner permission or, you know, of course, that it's not prohibited on that particular piece of property. And with that, Madam Chair, I would certainly take any questions.
Very good. Thank you, John. Any questions, comments? Just one, if you could clarify, John, if this does move forward through finalization, when would it go into effect?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, so if the commission does decide to propose this today, it would be out for public comment, and we would come back at your March commission meeting to review that comment and, of course, finalize if the commission so chooses. If that is the case, then it would be we would need to take it to the Interim Rules Review Committee, so that'll be March, I believe, the next meeting, and Tom's in the room. He can shake his head yes or no, but I believe it's in April. So we would take it to the IRC in April and then be filed with the Secretary of State 20 days later, I believe. And so once it's filed with the Secretary of State, which would be somewhere in that, let's say, end of May timeframe, it would become effective at that point.
Very good. Thank you for that answer. Additional questions, comments from the commission? Commissioner Teal.
Commissioner Teal here. Real quick, do you happen to know, I was curious, last year in Custer State Park without hounds, what the success rate was? Do you happen to have that?
Madam Chair, sorry.
Yes please.
Commissioner Teal, I'll have staff correct me, but I believe none of the lions harvested in Custer State Park were from boot hunters. They were all harvested with the aid of dogs.
Has there been any conversation about getting rid of that season, or is there still quite a few applications coming in for those boot permits, I guess we'd call them? But
through the chair?
Yes, please.
Commissioner Teal, there's certainly still a lot of interest. We do sell all of those access permits for the boot hunt for Custer State Park. The success has been very low the last several years. The majority of those lions, the strong majority, have been harvested with the use of dogs. But as there is with the Black Hills season, we do see a number of folks apply for those access permits and licenses, and so there does still seem to be a strong interest.
Great. Thank you.
Additional questions, comment from the commission. Commissioner White.
Commissioner White here. I'm just following up a little bit for clarification. If you're hunting on private property and have permission to do that, and the pursuit of the lion goes on to someone else's private property, do you have to have permission to pursue onto that other person's private property?
Through the chair, Commissioner White, yes, that holds true with any season. Anytime you enter private property, if it's not signed into walking area or some other access agreement, you must have permission from that private property owner before you can enter that property. The same would hold true for the dogs as well.
Thank you.
Additional questions, comments? Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second to move forward with this to make it a proposal. Moved by Commissioner Teal, seconded by Commissioner Beese. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted and will move forward. Thank you, Mr. Kanta.
Thank you, Commissioners.